Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alright, welcome back. This is continuing coverage of the Philadelphia Eagles, a team in crisis. And at times like this, we look to our leaders for answers.
Of course.
And who better than, unfortunately, he's not playing right now, but truly one of the great Eagles of the past generation on the line with us. The great Brandon Grabe is here. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Brandon, we are in crisis right now, and your defense is one of the problems. You watch what we watched in Vegas on Sunday. What's going wrong with the defense?
I mean, it's growing pains right now. We all trying to, we all got to increase roles, and we got to go out there, and we just got to just keep maximizing, keep going out there and working at your craft, and things that I feel like things going to start to turn around, man. As you know, it's all about just staying on it, staying with it, just keep going. I believe you. It's a belief system, and I feel like we gonna continue to keep building that. But right now, it was tough to watch. It was tough to watch. Because obviously the passion of the fans, the passion of me, I mean, trust me, the passion of our team, we want to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But, I do feel like, right now we're going through some growing pains right now.
All right. You know these players as well as anybody, including your old friend and partner, Fletcher Cox. He voiced his frustration publicly. Are all the guys on that defense frustrated, and is part of their frustration the scheme being used by Jonathan Gannon?
I can't speak for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And so Fletch said what he said out of frustration. I definitely understand after a game, you know, as a winner that we are, you know what I'm saying, as much as we want to win. And I feel like he let his emotions get the best of him. And whenever it's something new, you know how it is. You got to keep on working. Keep working at it. Because I felt like when I was playing, it was like you got to get better at the technique just every day, just working persistently every day, and just having a great attitude about it. Because I hate that Fletch came out and said what he said, because me being in the box, the press boxes with the coaches, and seeing it from a different lens now, it's like, man, we really do got some really good, smart coaches. But of course, it got to translate from, you know, player got to, you know, make their plays when plays present itself, and vice versa. The coaches got to make a great call to put us in position. And I feel like, we just got to continue to keep getting better together, because it's we got the right people here. I will say that, you know what I'm saying, because I'm telling you, like, seeing it from the coach's box is definitely one of those things where I'm like, it's an eye-opener for me. And I was like, okay, so they be really knowing what's coming sometimes, and sometimes they just made a check or something like that where the other coach just made a great call, because, you know, you start to know people's tendencies. And man, it was a good experience for me. And I know Gannon's going to get right, and I know Fletch and him going to have conversation. We're going to try to come in the middle somewhere, because we definitely got players, coaches that want to get it right. And I'm telling you, man, we just got to keep going. We got to put that negativity out of there, and we just got to keep working as a team. And y'all, it's not a crisis. It's just we know we got to keep getting better.
All right, Brandon, I was not aware you were right there with the coaches. This is going to help us to understand what was going on. Carr was 30. All right, but you're privy to what they're thinking, right? You know what they're calling?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we're home games, right. I come in the coach's box.
Because we don't think we don't understand 31 for 34. We didn't see any aggressiveness at any point in that game, and we as fans are very frustrated by that philosophy. Aren't you? You're a very aggressive player when you're healthy. Aren't you frustrated by the lack of aggressiveness of Jonathan Gannon's defense?
Hey, I'm it's always been, you know, when you're out there, you want to be aggressive because that's the game.
Yeah.
I just feel like we definitely just got to, you know, make our plays. It's both ways. It's, you know what I'm saying, player and coach. Like, you know, we all got to keep getting better. You know, you can't just point out just one little thing. We all got to continue to keep getting better as a team. And like I say, it's a belief, you know, belief in each other. It's I know this man working his butt off next to me, so it's pushing me to work my butt off because I don't want to let him down, you know. And so
yeah.
I'm happy that I'm in the building more now because I wasn't in the building the last couple weeks, but I know I'm about to pour to these guys and just keep them focused because I know that I know we right there. I know we got a talented team. It's just all about us putting it all together and trusting one another out there, and I believe that's going to happen.
All right, Brandon, as a guy who's been around a long time and really knows the game, if you saw something that you thought could help that defense, what's the process? Do you go to the coordinator and say, maybe we should blitz a little more when they set up this way? Would you offer that kind of input to the coaches if you thought it could help them?
Oh yeah, I would. Being the leader of the team, feeling like you know, my voice matter, I would definitely, you know, throw that out there. Not trying to step on anybody's toes or anything, but I do. You feel like when you feel it's welcoming for that, that's what the coaches, you know, it's a warm feeling in this building, and people are not scared to come to each other and talk to each other. So I do believe I would be, you know, saying something if I was playing and be like, man, let's try this, let's do this, because it's all about working together. Because the coach can make the call, but we got to be the ones to go execute. And so that's where I mean when I say it's a two way thing, because we got to go out and execute whatever it is the coach call. And it's football, you know. At the end of the day, you got to have great eyes, great technique, and you got to have instincts out there too. You got to be able to go out there and make plays and know what's coming from based off film study and what you learn during the week about guys' tendencies and what they like to do in certain situations. It's all about us just making sure we just putting this, keep working, because that's what it comes down to. Right now, it's easy to just start just kind of letting stuff slide because we ain't gonna win anyway. Like that's a bad mentality to have. So I know we're going to go out there, we're going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to keep getting better. And things haven't happened the way we wanted to, but I know with the attitude of this team, we're just going to keep working and keep trying to sharpen this sword so that, you know, we can make a run.
All right, I need you to do me a big favor right here, Brandon. For 1 minute, I need you not to be humble, because I have this one question, and I want you to just give me your honest answer. How much do they miss you right now?
You know what? I miss them.
I feel like it would be
a little different. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We don't know, because we don't know, but I do know that I will be able to help a lot of guys, especially I know my boy Fletch, you know, he missed me a lot because it's just different. I mean, the chemistry you got to have as a team, and then at certain positions, I do know that I would have helped them. But we don't know how it would have happened. You know what I'm saying? But I would have just loved to lose with them as far as being out there on the field and we all lose together, even though I'm still losing with them, but I'm more at home now. You understand? So
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I do know that it just make me excited for what's to come next year. If it's potentially my last year here, I don't know. But I know I'm going to give everything I have to make sure it's good for next year. But right now, I'm trying to get pour into these boys, you know, off my attitude, and just let them know now that I'm around, I'm going to be traveling when in the next couple weeks with y'all, and we going to do this thing together. And so, I just want my spirit. I just want to be able to give my spirit to the guys, because I know these boys, you know, it means something to them. That's why I can't wait, man. It's going to keep getting better.
One last thing, Brandon. The Eagles are playing a team that's 0-7 Sunday in Detroit. How important is it, just to stop all the negative talk, how important is it for your team, the Eagles, to win that game?
Oh, it's imperative. We got to go out of there and dominate. You know, we got to go do – We just gotta go get a W. We can't let them, you know, get our first win, their first win on us, and that's gonna be tough because it's my hometown. You know, I grew up a Lions fan. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could be playing in this game at home, but I know the boys, they gonna go out there and they gonna play Eagle football. Man, I'm excited because I do think that we just gonna keep getting better. I'm around the building now. I can feel the temperature, and people not in the panic. I just know that we know that we just got to keep working, and whatever issues you have, let's talk about it because like it's no expectations now from nobody other than we got to get it right in this building. So why not talk to each other, try to figure out a plan so where we two sides can be happy off, you know, something we mutually agreed on.
All right, just some advice, Freddie. You said you got one more year. Ask them for a new 5-year deal now, because we've never missed you more than right now, Brandon Graham. I hope you know that.
Oh man, thank you, man. But don't worry. You know, I'm gonna do all I can to come back, but I'm gonna do all I can this year to make sure I help the guys this year.
Get well, Brandon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.